Are you suggesting that we are scavengers or bandits?
Back suit is nauseous.
Why is it fuzzy? Over.
Gun's still out, so I can't give it out anymore.
Welcome back to our Galactic Nomads Traveler podcast. You can find us on YouTube or Patreon at patreon.com/galacticnomads.
You know, we'd like you to subscribe, like, and comment. Also, we know you're going to love it, so why not just throw us a dollar? Once a month, you get some bonus traveler content, and you get to feed Jason's kids. He's got a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true. I do have a lot of kids. And we'll be adding benefits, too, as we get more subscriptions and more likes and
$100, I'll kiss you. Wait, can we do that?
Wait, I don't know. You mean you want a dollar from me?
No, $100, though, I'll kiss you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Man, you can do whatever you want. It's your body. We left off our last adventure. We did the module High and Dry, which we'll be doing a review of fairly shortly. And this was a beginning adventure where Prue, Justin, tell us your character.
Drix Blom.
Drix is a scout. As part of his service with the scouts, he got a ship. But the key was, the caveat was he had to go pick it up. So he called his friends, Steve, who's your character?
Yaz Fizz Tinker Fitz.
Tinker Fitz.
And Bridget's.
Pernicky Fuzzlebottom.
Pernicky Fuzzlebottom. Indeed. Spent all that time in school for nothing.
So they went off to Walston, found the ship there. It was on a volcano, which was an active volcano. They had the ship was trashed by the previous crew, which was one of the reasons they lost it. And they did the makeshift repairs and got off the volcano as it was blowing up, rescued some people.
We got a new crew member, too, right?
That's right. We have Kimberly, the Tensure Hound.
Kimmy the Tensure Hound.
Tensure Hound, that's right.
All right. Get the ship. You rescued some people. Unfortunately, we lost some people. Drix, who is a semi-sort of famous bell player.
It's fourth chair. Of the local orchestra from my previous planet. That's what I was doing before I got the ship back.
So he promised everybody he'd give a concert when he was done. You're taking the ship back to Flammarion, where you are going to have it dry docked. The scout service is going to repair it for you. There you go. You'll have your ship, hopefully in semi-good shape. All right. You're above the planet of Walston. You got to go to Flammarion. You're going to want to do the jump. This ship is a modified scout ship. It's got the two jumps. It's a two-jump ship, so you can go 10 or 2 hexagons on the old space map. It's going to take you... Oh, man, how long is it going to take you? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, so it's going to take you 2 weeks to get to Flammarion. So two jumps means that's as far as you can go, and you have to refuel. So you might have to... In this case, you will not have to... You'll be going back to that planet where you got drunk and passed out.
I don't remember that. I was drunk and passed out.
So two jumps will take you back to 567908, where you can refuel. And then another jump gets you to Flammarion. Engineer Yaz. You're the engineer, right?
Yeah.
De facto engineer? Gunner?
Yeah.
Electrician?
Yeah.
You're probably... You're pretty seasoned space guy. You've been the Merchant Marines for years.
Yeah.
In years.
Retired, you know, experienced trader.
All right, so go ahead and make a roll for jump drive activation. What is that? 6?
6.
All right. So if you look at your ship stat, you have your ship stat thing so far. You'll see that there's all the power thing, and very few ships allow you to jump without shutting something else down. So I'm not going to make you say what you're shutting down right now.
But we'll get to that later.
just in the future, like you're in an emergency, like, oh my God, we got to jump. You got to take into consideration
that the jump drive takes a little bit of juice.
We got to take something offline so we can jump. All right. So the first jump's going to be a week. Does you guys want to do any... You don't have a ton of time for studying or whatever like you did on your leisurely boat ride to Flammarion when you checked in to try and find your ship. But you can... Spend this time to try and tighten up your repairs or clean up the ship, take inventory of anything useful you got.
Drix is like highly manic. He's happy to be here. He's happy he's got the ship. He's happy that we're alive. Still a little iffy on the dog, but
Well, I'm going to be working on training the dog as we're going through space. Yeah.
Like standard behavioral training or
yes,
dancing or something.
Ooh. Now you're interested, aren't you?
You know what? I'm liking the ham. Kitty?
Responding to the, dancing? Responding to the bells like dogs drool.
Pavlov's dogs.
Pavlov.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take the opportunity to take inventory.
That's
what,
right.
See what we have on this bucket of bolts.
All right. We didn't have a lot of time to do stuff on the planet, right? Because they just refueled us. I presume gave us some food, and then it was sayonara.
Yep.
Oh, God. What do we have to go through? We got a kitchen with nothing that worked or that was pulled out.
Mostly got nothing.
Yeah.
Everything that was useful was tossed away or taken. You've got some utensils. Mm. You know, like some plates and dishes and stuff, which were all right. You know, you had that. You threw out that nasty mattress and blew it up. Which that's basically right. You have like three mattresses. So it's just like cleaning. There's one vac suit. It's
we got one vac suit.
One vac suit. Ooh. The parts on it are a little rusty. Hasn't been PMS in a while.
Gotta have that preventive maintenance.
Yeah. Preventive maintenance system for that's those not familiar.
For those civilians.
It pretty much smells like total BO that hasn't been washed in like a year.
So,
well, I think some cleaning's in order then.
A little bit cleaner. That's right. We haven't really cleaned up.
Let's do some cleaning and put some shit out the airlock.
That's right. Do we have some sort of matter reconstitutor? No. Do we have anything cool like that, or is that just all science fiction?
No, there are no
rematter combobulators.
No,
I'm thinking the ship is pretty basic.
There's no thing you can go to and ask for a cup of Joe and it materializes the cup and the coffee.
Oh my God.
For you.
That would be great.
Whatever the hell those were called.
No tea, Earl Grey hot.
The replicator.
Replicator.
No replicators. Okay. Why are we in space anyway?
All right. Make another jump check.
3-1.
3-1? 3-1. Okay. So you guys have been in space about 4 days.
All right.
And you're expecting to come out of your jump in a few more days. It's kind of late evening. Not super late, like 10 to 11 evening-ish, consortium standard time. And suddenly the ship comes out of jump.
Whoa!
And some alarms are going.
So it's nighttime.
The computer lights are flashing.
Man, we didn't really set up a watch or anything. Are we all sleeping? All right, well, you said it was what time again?
It's like late evening, 10, so we're probably 10, 11-ish.
Have we had a meal yet?
I don't, whatever.
Well, sirens and alarms going out, I go to the bridge to investigate.
All right. There seems to be something wrong in engineering with the jump drives. They've come offline.
Oh, fun.
Where do you two go?
Guess I'll head to engineering.
I don't know. We're sleeping, right? Is that what we're doing?
Well,
no, I just said it was late. You can do it whatever you want. You can do it around. You'd be awake.
Well, I guess you've been training the dog, right?
Yeah,
so maybe you're in the cargo hold?
Yeah,
or?
maybe. So, late night training.
There you go, late night training.
Yeah. Somebody's got to pick up that dog's poop.
So. Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Because the previous crew didn't.
That's right, and we don't have the mattress anymore, so.
Right? Yeah.
All right, well, I make sure I do some diagnostic checks and see if there's anything else other than the engines. And then I wait to hear from Yaws to pipe back.
Okay.
The 1MC. It's the oh, God, what do they call it in the civilian stuff?
Intercom?
Intercom, there we go. Intercom.
All right, give me an alarm. Well, what do you want to do up there besides look and see what's wrong with the boat?
Well, if the alarm's telling me something is going...
Something's up with the jump drive. Yaz is on his way to check it out.
Well, then I'd make sure since I'm on the bridge that since we're no longer... Do we call it hyperspace? Or we call it jump space? What's the...
You can call it whatever you want, man.
All right, well, we fell out of jump, so I'd be looking to see exactly where we're at. If there's anything, I don't know, huge and bitey or rocky.
Okay.
Is that just sweet?
I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
All right. You go to the engineering room?
Yep.
There's like, you open up the door to engineering, and which is also an airtight door. And there's like smoke coming out of the jump drives and some sparks and stuff.
Not good.
Somebody forgot the antifreeze.
Right. Or lubrication.
There you go. I don't know. Can't forget the lube.
All right. Is it too smoky to enter engineering, or is it at an acceptable level?
It's like a fizzle of white smoke. Class Charlie smoke.
There you go. Electrical fire.
It's not. It's all up in the top so far of the compartment. So it's not too bad. You wouldn't want to hang out there for a long time, though, without any kind of breather or anything, though.
Okay.
I think you guys have.
Yeah, we have
a combo mask. Yeah.
That's right.
Somebody put on the combo mask and go into engineering and find out where this smoke's coming from.
So it's coming from some of the new parts that you guys installed.
Oh, fun.
And are you engineering electronics? Give me an engineering or electronics, whichever one you makes you feel better.
Okay. Yeah, I got engineer zero. Woohoo. 6 and a 4.
Ooh, nice. All right. You see right away what's wrong. Something with the old circuits had come back and fried the new circuits that you had to repair the jump drive that the guys gave you. You determine that there was the jump drive, the temperature regulator was also inactive, not operating. So the engine it increased the temperature of the engine, which overheated and
burned itself out.
And there wasn't really much way of, that was something they would have found in the yards, but they didn't find it here.
Okay, so so our warp drive's gone the way of the dodo then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me astrogation.
Astrogation? Oh, I got a 1 on that as a 2d6.
Yeah.
That's a 2 and a 3.
You're not quite sure where you are. But
no idea where we're at.
But you know you're not in the 567908 system.
567908. Yeah, oh, jeez.
That's where you were going to refuel. So you've fallen out somewhere. You did your scan. You see a lot of asteroids rolling around. And you see what looks like, when you do your sensor sweep, you think you pick up another ship.
Oh, that's interesting.
But you're not sure.
Oh, man. Well, that's definitely something I'd want to let them know. So I get on the intercom and I let them know, hey, everyone, there might be something out there.
What?
Or something, someone. I'm not too sure. It's a little fuzzy.
Why is it fuzzy, over?
I go into a long conversation on the merits of sensor sweeps and scanners and stuff. Mostly into the way, I don't know, do we have LADAR? Is it laser-based?
You have multiple forms.
Multiple forms. Well, then I
you don't have any. You don't have any sonar. You got all the other R's.
I try to techno babble my way out to.
I'm coming up. I want to see this.
All right. See you soon.
Drix, our warp drive ate itself. Over.
What do you mean it ate itself?
Well, the temperature regulator. Well, I guess it wasn't working. So, we had a fire.
Oh.
And warp drive is toast.
Oh no. Do you need assistance?
No, not myself, but the warp drive definitely needs assistance.
Oh, I'll let Pernicky know when she comes back up. Drix out. proper radio.
Over.
Over.
What you gonna do?
Well, if it's burned out, there's no repairing this, correct? I mean, we probably don't have
not with the parts you've got. You're pretty certain.
Okay, so we just don't have warp drive, but we have
we
have regular impulse engines.
Yeah, and you have your maneuver drive.
Okay, so I guess I'll head up to the bridge since there's nothing I can do in engineering.
Okay.
Oh yeah, electricity. Probably put out the fire too.
Oh, that's right. You got to do a little damage control, right?
So we'll put out the fire, then I'll head to the bridge.
All right. So you know that you can. I mean, the best way to put that out is just to shut down the electronics going to it.
Yeah.
So you don't have too much trouble. You shut down the electricity and hit it with a, what do you call that thing?
Fire extinguisher?
Fire extinguisher, thank you.
Oh, PCP.
Oh, PKP?
PKP, there you go.
Oh, man, you'll never get that stuff out of there.
Oh, that's right. It'll go out, but it corrodes everything.
Well, good thing it's toast.
It's like, yeah, there you go.
It's like finer than baby powder.
Yikes. Like purple dust.
Yeah.
Well, Pernicke's coming up, so their Trix is trying to make it unfuzzy. Unsuccessfully, mind you. What's going on here?
I thought you knew what you were doing. Start messing with you.
All right, then you want to do...
It's not that the picture's fuzzy or staggy or anything. It's just like, it's kind of far away, so the signal's far away.
Okay.
Space-wise. I mean, well, it's not far away space-wise.
Do you want to take a shot at recalibrating the sensors or seeing if you can read it better or anything like that? Because do you have any astrogation skill?
I don't think so.
No.
Electronics?
Electronic sensors.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right.
Let's see if you can figure this out a little bit more than me, Pernicke.
And we add the...
Yep.
Okay, so that would be 6.
Okay. You're definitely sure there's another ship out there, but you can't tell any details about it. You're just too far away. It's like 50,000 kilometers out there.
Hopefully they're nice.
God, are they coming our way?
No, it's not moving at all.
It's just sitting there, like we are.
Well, if you have this, I'm going to go see what's taking Yaws so long.
All right. And you guys can fly, by the way. You're like, just your jump drive's messed up. All your other engines are fine. So you're not flown dead in space or anything.
But we wouldn't know that until we check in with Yaws, yeah? Or would I be able to tell that from the bridge?
Oh, yeah, you're moving. You're flying.
All right.
Are we flying towards the ship?
No.
Well, I think one thing to take into account here is asteroids.
Sounds
like we're in an asteroid field.
Yeah, they're big, but it's not like Star Wars. We're going to dodge all these things.
Good.
They're all giant, and they're all far away from each other.
Okay, good.
I mean, there's small particles and stuff that ding off the hull, but nothing that's going to...
But I presume...
Okay.
Do we have shields for that, or is it just...
No, just armor.
Just armor?
Yeah.
Crystalloran.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds so... Unobtainium.
Right?
All right, well, I'm just going to put that sucker in autopilot. Because I presume it can fly itself in that respect, since we're not doing any actual maneuvers. I go down to engineering to see what the deal is.
Well, do we have any habitable planets close by?
That's an excellent question. Well, I tell you about the ship. Hey, Pernicke sees a ship that's out there. It's a little too far for us to say anything else, but doesn't look like it is noticing us or... At the very least, it's not flying towards us.
Well, that's good. That's a plus. Because, you know, prime place for pirates.
Yeah.
You know.
Other than that, I don't know where we're at.
Yeah. Well, that makes two of us.
Oh,
and our warp drive's toast. As I told you earlier. So
goodbye, J-Drive.
And we have no parts. So we got to find parts. We got to find someplace we can get parts.
Oh, gosh.
So probably going to head back to the bridge.
Okay.
Try to see if we can scan for a... Class M planet.
There we go.
Or whatever class in the consortium that habitable planets are.
Class G for gnomable.
Gnomable.
All right. Well, we have nothing else to do in the engineering. Then let's go back.
Fires out. And yeah. We just need to, we gotta fix the hyperdrive.
All right. Well, then when we get to the bridge, that's just what Drix says immediately is the J-Jive's broken and we have nothing to fix it.
You're telling me this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was busy looking at the...
That's right.
Like, what's going on with that ship out there?
She's trying for more clarity.
There you go. Enhance.
What did you say?
Oh, the J-Drive's broken. It was on fire.
Completely burned out. Temperature.
Well, it's a good thing we're alive.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, that is true.
We are kind of lucky.
Yeah, we are alive. Yeah.
We didn't have... At least the alarms were working.
Because,
we probably would have... Burned alive in our beds.
So any way you could see if there's, I don't know, something habitable nearby, or can you figure out where the heck we are?
Well.
Let me see what my character sheet says. Do I got that skill?
I'm a doctor, right?
There you go.
I'm not that kind of doctor.
Well, yeah. You're at the sensor station and you made more sense of it than me.
Your guess is as good as mine, really.
Oh, jeez.
I thought you while I was in school this whole time, I thought you guys were out about in the...
Do you have astrogation?
Yes. I'm going to look for a planet.
Yeah.
I will take it upon myself.
Yeah, thanks, Charles.
Yeah, you're welcome. Am I rolling for this?
Yeah, or? Roll it.
All right. Ooh. 6 and a 2.
All right. And do you have, like, sensors and stuff like that?
I have astrogation. I don't have sensors, though. Got electronics and I got science.
Okay. I think electronics covers that.
Okay.
So go ahead and make a roll for that, too.
Okay. Here you go. 5 and a 5.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So you know that you're in the Bowman Arm, which is one jump over from Walston.
One jump from Walston.
Yep. And you can see the ship out there. As you've drifted closer to it, you can see that it is a... It looks like it is a ship that has been wedged in between a couple of asteroids.
Oh. Okay. So, yeah. Let's see. Can we... Can we scan for life forms on the ship? No. Okay. So it's wedged between two asteroids.
Yeah, that's what the computer makes it look like. It's still like 20,000 kilometers out there. I mean, you wouldn't even know it was out there if it wasn't for sensors.
Okay, so pretty much we are in a place where we're not going to find our parts unless we can get them from a clever source. Yeah.
The ship's wedged between two asteroids?
At least that's how it's showing up. We don't know that for a fact, but at least on our sensors, at least that's how it's showing up.
Yeah, you can tell them where you are.
Jeez.
We're in the Bowman Arm. We're one jump away from Walston.
All right.
So,
you know, Drix.
Yeah.
That somewhere in the Bowman Arm, which is gigantic, is a tiny CISS base.
CISS.
Yeah. Consortium Interstellar Scout Service.
Oh. Well, Yaz, maybe we're not in so much trouble as we think we are.
Yeah?
There's a scout base in the Bowman sector. Maybe it's another scout ship.
Maybe. You want to try to investigate it, or do you want to try to find the base?
God, would I know where the base is?
Not from your current location, no.
Okay. No. Well, I don't know. I just heard about it. I mean, it could be anywhere in this sector. If it's not in our ship database, I would say maybe we should check this ship out or maybe get a little closer. Hey, we got a turret.
Right? Pernicky, what do you think? Should we check this ship out that's lodged between the two asteroids? See if that's going to point us in a direction or if we can salvage some parts, if it's salvage?
Lodged between two asteroids?
This is how it shows up on our sensors. I mean, it could just be sitting between two asteroids. It could be lodged. It could be...
You sure it's not sitting there waiting to have pounce? Some... Yes.
Highwaymen in space?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was kind of leaning towards the same direction. Well...
How is the ship's shields and weapons? Do we have, like...
We're not close enough to get that info.
No, how are ours?
Oh, how are ours?
Oh, God, I wish we had shields.
We got a turret, we got armor... And we got our hull, and we got a sandcaster for
laser defense.
Yeah, for kind of countermeasures.
Yeah, gun works. Armor checked out. It was just
we could put
nothing else.
We could put Yazirai up in the turret as we get closer, just in case.
I think that might be smart. Ready.
Yeah, you want to fly or you want a turret?
Turret's yours, my friend.
All right, I'll turret.
I'll fly. All right, let's get a little bit closer. And for Nikki, if you wouldn't mind, keep the sensors on it. And if it moves, let us know.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go climb up to the turret and put this plan in action.
Are you going to turn that in that direction?
Yeah, I'm going to turn over and I'm going to try to approach this thing. Well, my God, we just got to approach it.
Right? We have one option, man.
We're not going to scare it. We're not going to sneak up on it. If we can see it, it probably can see us.
Oh, all right.
I'm sure. We could try to communicate.
True.
You want to... Or at least try to let everybody know in the however long radius our communication is that we're here.
Or let's try to at least start with getting within scanning range.
There you go.
Identify the ship. See if we can identify any life forms.
Yeah.
All right.
On the ship.
Pernicke and Trix, give me sensor rolls.
2d6.
Or electronics, whichever one you got is better. Yep, 2d6.
Well, it's all one.
Fancy space.
Got a 7 and a 4.
Are we giving them two separate like that or together?
Oh no, these are separate rolls.
Oh, that's right. Oh, okay. Do we add them?
Not in this case.
Okay.
But we're adding our bonus to each.
Yeah, add your bonus. Yeah.
Okay.
No. Your bonus goes as add both dice, and then your bonus goes on top of that, to each dice.
Okay.
So go for it.
Yeah. So then that would be 7.
All right.
So you want us to give you the whole number?
The whole number.
I'm so confused.
You got 9.
Yeah.
And then whatever your bonus is.
So 10.
10. All yes.
Right. So you do want them together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought she meant.
Yeah, that's no. What I meant. Like, are these?
Yeah, I was giving them.
Rolls, or is this one roll?
No, 2d6. It's all the rolls are 2d6.
Okay.
Unless I say otherwise.
Unless it's like specific. Okay. So 10.
All right.
Nice.
Very good. So you get closer, and you can see now you're about 10K out.
Okay.
I mean, unless you're approaching more quickly than that. And you see that it's not a ship the ship is kind of up against an asteroid.
Okay.
And it looks like, from you or where you are, it looks like a transportation ship. A ship carrier, like a tugboat or a tow truck.
Okay. Does it have a jump drive?
These types of ships typically have a four jump drive.
Ooh, upgrades.
I like what I hear.
I know, right?
So we're close enough. We know what type of ship it is. What else can we tell? What else can our sensors detect?
From that distance, nothing.
All right.
So, relay it to the turret, open intercoms. Looks like it's some sort of transport ship. Can't tell much else. You want to get closer? Does have jump drives.
Are you suggesting that we are scavengers or bandits?
We're
well, if anybody's there, we can ask them.
We're salvage.
Yeah, that sounds good.
More classy that way.
Salvage rights.
We're salvage. Salvage rights.
There we go.
I mean, you know, it's a four jump drive, man.
Four jump drive.
Hmm.
God, I hope they had better plates.
Pernicke, the moral standard.
let's at least find out if anybody's on the ship, and then we'll go from there.
Are we close enough for comms?
Oh yeah, you were close enough comms when we saw it.
All right. Well, let's open hailing frequencies.
That's a good idea. So Drex being
and are you sure this is an ambush? Like, is there maybe another ship on the other side of the asteroid?
I hope not.
Well, if they come at us threatening, Yaz can shoot them.
I'm already up in the turret, so I'm good to go. I'm just on comms.
Put the dog in that vac suit and send it out after him.
There you go. Send the dog. You got it, Kenny.
If only we would have bought boarding suits when we were on that planet.
Yeah. You going in?
God, I'm trying to remember my rank. I'm not sure if I made senior scout or if I'm just scout. I think I'm just scout. Well, I go over the radio then. Okay. This is scout, Drix Blom of the ship, the doghouse. Can anyone read us? Over. Wait, it'd be a button, not it. The microphone. No, you know what? My ship has a microphone.
There we go.
You wait a minute and nobody responds.
I do it again, just in case.
Okay. Nobody's responding.
Oh. Hey, nobody's responding, Yaz. I'm going to get a little closer.
Sounds good. I'll be on the ready.
I get a little bit closer.
All right.
Get on a swivel. Or close enough for me to take a full use of my sensor suite.
Pernicke and Drix, make another sensor. Okay.
7.
9.
Okay, so both of you can tell this asteroid, it looks like from a distance, when the sensor sweeps, it looks like this tugboat wedged in between these two asteroids. And now you can tell that one of these asteroids is actually a ship.
No!
It's a planetoid monitor, which is a asteroid that is hollowed out with a ship built inside of it.
That's not cool.
And it is very large. It is...
Would you say it's asteroid-sized?
Yeah, it's asteroid-sized. It is... they don't have the length and stuff in it. They just have the,
My imagination says that it dwarfs both of our ships. It's a huge rock. Would Yaz be able to see that?
Where's the ton? Oh, it's a 50,000 tons.
That's a lot of tons.
Is your guess.
That's a lot of tons.
Yeah. And that they do this, it's just, built for, like, extra layers of defense. Typically, these ships are local and do not have jump drives.
Okay.
Why am I like getting like mental images of Reavers?
I hit the comms button. Planetoid monitor, this is Scout Drixblom. Come in over.
Nothing responds.
I repeat it to be safe.
Okay. You do this for a few minutes and nothing's response. How close are you getting?
Jeez, now we got some choices, right? Right. So I guess over the intercom, we have two ships. There's two ships here, but only one of them has a J drive.
Copy that. What do you suggest, Pernicky?
Come on, Doc. What do you got?
I am leery of this situation. Truth be told.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like when we get closer that. It's a trap.
Jeez. Can we tell when weapons are on? Like there's no power or anything? Are these just two ships in space?
Everything's dark. God. But you're not really in a position from where you are to see like any, if there were any light sources or anything on the monitor. The ship monitor, not your monitor.
The planetoid monitor.
The planetoid monitor. But the tugboat's dark.
Maybe we should ghost them.
Kind of fly around, kind of check them out.
Uh-huh.
All right, I'd like to do that. I just want to fly kind of around to get a visual or a sensor read on
visual range. How close you want to get? A mile or a kilometer, half a kilometer?
We should probably get visual range.
800 feet.
Because they're not responding to communications.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to presume that I presume we're already in range of weapons.
Oh yeah, you're like 5K out now.
Yeah. So if they're going to shoot at us, they would have already shot at us.
Yeah.
But if they're going to wait for us to get closer to shoot at us, well, we could shoot at them too.
True.
All right. So how close you want to get?
Like
hull inspection close?
I want to be able to be sure.
Okay.
That both of these ships are, at the very least, not powered.
All right.
Yeah, if they are derelict.
So you're flying around.
Yeah.
Give me... sensors again. You two.
Bridge crew?
Yeah.
7.
7.
Okay. So the tugboat, I'm just going to call it tugboat, does seem to have some heat in the engine area.
Okay.
Engine area. But it's kind of dull. It's like a hour after you turn your car off, after you've been driving for a long time.
So it was on recently.
You're flying by. Get your lights on.
Yeah.
All right. The tugboat, you go around it and on along its side. So the tugboat is got like this thing that juts out like this.
Okay. Like a...
That's like where the bridge and stuff area is.
So it's got like a
and
little...
then it's got like these broad shoulders.
Okay.
And then it's got three giant arms that come down. Two come down the side. And one comes from underneath the ship.
Like a pylon?
Yeah. Kind of. They're like...
Or a nacelle.
They're like hooks.
There we go.
Yeah, right? Nacelle. Yeah, like three big nacelles. But these are... These types of ships, you've seen them before. These are arms. They're manipulated and moved.
Okay.
And they grasp the ship. So all these... There's one underneath. the planetoid, and there's two along the side. Only two of them look like they're attached. One of them looks like it's been detached.
Okay.
The tugboat has hit the other asteroid and is now in sync, because these asteroids are moving, and it's on a slow rotation.
Okay.
But it's rotating, and there's some damage to the side of the.
What type of damage?
It looks like the hull's been penetrated.
Okay.
Like from hitting a giant asteroid or from guns?
From hitting a giant asteroid that it ran into.
Okay.
You don't see any scoring or gun scorches or anything along the hull. You see the registration number, which is Gulf November 2 Tango 50. Tango 50, the T being a...
Gulf November 2 Tango 50?
Yeah. The T being a designator for a tow ship.
Okay.
50 being the 50th one made.
Call sign for people that aren't responding.
Are you inspecting the planetoid too?
Well, yeah, we flew around it.
All right. So the planetoid has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 docking ports.
Okay.
Where if you wanted to dock with it, you could extend your docking tube over to it. It's got 1, 2, 3. It's got 12 emergency exit hatches.
Okay.
Which you could, like, if you got into a vac suit or something, maybe you could hack into and get into. But they're basically for people from like engineering and whatever to get the hell out if something seriously goes wrong.
Okay.
Or maybe for maintenance crew to go out and do stuff. They weren't designed for ships to hook up to. For these regular docking hatches, two of them are on the main deck, and two of them are on the deck below that. And on, so you can see, okay, you can see the windows of what you think is the bridge. Below that, on the front of that, on the front is a docking hatch, and then on the deck below that is four docking hatches. So excuse me, it's got five docking hatches, unless that's what I said.
Well, let me just say that's all great and good, but...
And its registration number is...
Okay, there we go.
Golf Charlie 152X. Golf Charlie designates it as an official Galactic Consortium Navy ship. A lot of ships are... like I said, usually these ships are local. The Galactic Navy is not terribly huge. They rely a lot on the local government navies to maintain order and stuff.
This is one of those big, fancy consortium ships.
So it's a little unusual that this is an actual official Navy ship.
But we know that they're not responding to comms. At the moment, there's no power in either of these ships.
Yep.
So...
You could look those up in the computer, too.
Oh, I can do that? Well, let me do that.
That's a good call.
There you go.
You're going to need to roll for that.
Look and see if they're on the registry. Okay.
Okay, so the tugboat, the registry shows it as the Merry-Go-Round. Mary spelled M-A-R-R-Y.
M-A-R-R-Y?
Yep. Remember, anything you think you can do in space, just high-tech stuff, just let me know and I'll tell you whether you can do that or not.
All right.
We're not D&D anymore. Space. And the monitor is designated as the Vice Executor Troihune. T-R-O-Y-H-U-N-E.
Vice Executor Troihune. Very fancy sounding.
I know, right?
Well, Yaz, why do you come on to the bridge?
Be right there.
Back. And that's when they attack.
That's when everything turns on. So,
he's gone from the turrets. Let's get him.
Right?
I guess with the details that Fernandy's able to look up about these. Okay, we know who they are, but maybe this tug was trying to bring this monitor somewhere and something happened.
Yeah.
Damage on the tug. I mean,
Well, they're both your people.
Let's say my people.
Well, whatever you're trying to...
I don't know. Are these Scout Service or are these Navy?
No, these are Navy guys.
Oh, these are Navy.
Different. I mean, related. But, sure. I mean, you've done a lot of operations with the Navy.
Yeah. Well, space law's in effect. If there's no one here to claim this, this is ours. Well, and we need a J-drive.
There is that. But there also might be, if this is dead in the water, per se, and there's damage, perhaps there's life in there that is in need of assistance.
Brain slugs.
Or they're xenomorphs.
Brain slugs, I understand. Yeah.
Space herpes.
We're not in port for that, but we already know.
Well, you ever seen a space herpes? You don't need to be in port.
Well, I only drank with Navy people a few times. We usually kept to our own, and we don't have space herpes. We're clean. Yeah.
That's what they all say.
Well, the way I see it is we can maybe explore these ships. Are we able to dock with the tug?
No. Oh. The tug is docked. It has a docking tube on the back of it, which is already extended to one of the...
So the tug's already connected to the monitor.
So we could get to the tug through the planetoid.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So, I think that's good news. We can get the J-drive, but then I think of the bad news. We only have one vac suit. And if these things are powered off, they probably don't have life support. So...
Somebody takes the back suit.
It's not we. It's only one of us.
Somebody takes the back suit.
Yeah.
And goes and turns on life support. That way we can all go get this J-drive.
Because it's probably going to take you all could of also, and... You could also... Normally, you could try and remotely connect with the access points.
Okay.
But since your ship's kind of effed up, you don't really have... You know, from you don't really have that ability right now, so
don't have the hardware.
So you could send somebody out there to manually hack and then extend your tube. You still need to check if there's a fucking atmosphere in there, though. Probably.
Well, I got a remote ops ability.
Yeah,
I have life support ability.
Okay,
so you know, well, you know life support systems.
Yeah.
You're the engineer. Well, Pernicki, you would not have turned this on, so I don't want to volunteer anybody, but
I kind of have to do this. Yes,
Pernicki, have vac suit. You have vac suit.
I have a protection suit.
No, do you have the skill vac suit?
Oh, vac suit. No, I don't think so. Yes. Okay. Yes, cool. I do.
Cool. So,
I don't even know my own skills.
Vac suit what?
One.
Okay,
that's so enough.
You know your way around. I hope so. We wore them on the molten planet.
We're winging this the whole way. Yeah. So.
I don't know.
Well,
it's time to dock, I'd say.
Yeah, let's dock. But, Pernicki, you're going to have to guide us in. And then once we're on the ship, I guess we can look around. But let's see if this tug's going to be compatible.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, you just get electronics off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Not the whole drive.
We're just going to get the stuff we need, and maybe there's some other stuff. Yeah. I like stuff.
Stuff and things.
All right, I mean, so...
The doghouse needs some parts.
Pernicki, what do you need?
Well, I need a little bit of this and that and some things. And.
Well, does that sound like a plan then?
Yeah.
Pernicki will... will manually guide us in so we can connect to this planetoid monitor, put on some life support so Yaws and I can get on the ship. I'm going to guess we're going to need a vac suit to go on to that tug because it's got a giant hole in it. But then this planetoid monitor might have some more vac suits.
Exactly.
So let's get some weapons stuff. Too. Oh, yeah.
Might have some gear. Might have some parts that we need for the ship.
You know, all right.
Like, hardware, electronics.
I think we got a little time.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's a plan. Let's.
Okay.
Let's manually guide this sucker in.
So this is a monitor. It's got 7 decks. Just basic information you can glean from the computer.
Sure.
The bridge is on top. And then the next deck is the supply area where the ship supplies, you know, like missiles for the fighters and food for the crew and all that stuff. There's armories there. The sensors are in the front and are in the nose of that deck.
So you said the bridge, supply.
Bridge, supply, armory, sensors. There's an elevator that gets a giant, like a giant elevator.
Yeah.
That gets down to the next, to the third deck, which is the, I guess the main deck. That is the area, like half of that is taken up. It's a hangar bay for fighters. The galley's there. State rooms and crew berthing are there. It's like a crew of 630, typically man.
That's a lot of people.
Man it.
That's a lot of people.
And then the three decks below that are all ginormous rail guns used for planetary bombardment of various sizes. And then, not three decks. One of those decks is engineering, and then there's three decks of rail guns. As you circle the planetoid, you can see the giant holes where those would be shooting out of.
Okay.
Yikes. So we got the bridge, supply, armory, hangar bay, engineering.
Well, where are we going to have to go to turn on this life support?
I would say engineering, probably, right?
Sounds about right.
And is there a hatch close to where engineering is?
Yeah, so the closest way... So engineering has a bunch of us kind of like hatches that are designed for people who, you know, like I say, emergency exits or going out to access the hull or whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to pull up to a hatch and extend your bridge to it and hack your way in, then the closest to engineering would be the main deck with all the galley and kitchen and fighters and...
Oh, are we able to actually... land in the hangar bay?
If you get the opening to the hangar bay open, you can land in the hangar bay.
Well, let's go ahead and connect to the main bridge then.
Yeah. I mean, you're bigger than a fighter, but you're not, you know, tremendously big. Depends on what's in the hangar bay.
Yeah. I mean, it's full of fighters. Maybe you don't have room, but we'll find out when we get on board.
Yeah.
Oh, so engineering then, and then let's turn some stuff on.
All right.
Let's make it happen.
So which one, there's four options for, or excuse me, two options for entering on that level. Port side or starboard side?
Port side, I guess.
Pernicki, this is you. Yeah. This is your decision.
I don't have port for starboard.
Oh. Left and right.
That's all right.
Like,
where's that?
Port's left, starboard right.
Discombobulation.
Doesn't matter. She's throwing her hands up.
Yeah.
Just pick one.
Yeah, just pick one. Port. We'll do port.
All right. Going inside. That's a pretty good choice. Mover, give me a pilot check.
Pilot check. 5.
All right. So this is a pretty easy maneuver. You've been flying a scout ship for years. So get in position. You're going to have to hand crank that bridge because it's not working.
Alrighty.
That'll take you about 15 minutes. Nothing's really happening. Depends on how close you get. How close you want to get?
I want to get as close to make this safe and to expedite it.
All right. So extend the tube. It seals. So you can open up the, pressurize the tube and go up there to the door. Pernicki in your back suit, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Back suit is nauseous. The raunchiest thing you've like ever been inside of. And you haven't even closed the mask yet.
Oh, no.
Don't throw up in there, Pernicki.
Thanks, Pernicki.
Thank you.
You going to go out there?
Yes.
So she's going to go out there, and then you're going to have to depressurize it. So that way when she opens the other ship, if the ship's not pressurized.
It's not going to blow her out of the airlock.
It's not going to suck her into the
ship. Oh, okay.
Suck her into the ship. So go ahead and... give me an electronics check. Ooh.
Yeah. Electronics of what particular?
Oh, do you have specialties?
Certain things.
Okay, which specialties?
Sensors, computer. Yeah.
Sensors, what was the first computer. One?
Sensors.
And computers?
Computer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We'll add computers in.
All right, so 11.
All right.
Oof. You she just knows like. What she's doing.
That thing's like nothing. You just go up there and like, pfft, they put security on these things. And open it up.
Nice.
Super easy. So there it is. It opens up. And it's dark inside. But you can perceive a red glow.
Well, I...
Are we connected to her through communications? Does the back suit have comms?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's darkness with a red glow?
Yep.
Okay, well, I don't have any form of light on me on the outside of this wretched vac suit, do I?
No.
Wait. We have tactical flashlights. A cold light lantern.
All right, we'll just say you took away.
Okay, yeah.
You're all...
Brenegie, don't lose my
You're light. All scientists don't... of some sort. You must be kind of smart.
Well, then I'm going to proceed forward.
All right. So you step inside the ship,
mm-hmm.
and you notice some things.
Ho ho! What does Pernicky see? And is everything as it seems, or is there something more lurking in the giant craft? Come back for our next episode in 2 weeks. In the meantime, check out our Books to Movies video here on YouTube or on our Patreon site, patreon.com/galacticnomads. That's nomads with a G. We hope you enjoyed the cruise adventures. If so, consider becoming a patron and get bonus traveler content, book and module reviews, as well as our patron-exclusive science fiction podcast, where we explore wonderful science fiction movies of the past. As always, thanks for exploring with us, and space out!